Are you comfortable, Mr. Bond? Your restraints are nice and tight. I think you'll find escape quite impossible, despite your proficiency for it. You perhaps wondered why I dispensed with the usual steel table and laser pointed threateningly at your crotch. Oh, why, instead you find yourself stripped, helpless, held by ropes and laid before me. I've created the ultimate trap from which you can never escape. So arrogant, so sure of himself. We shall see. I've read your files, Mr. Bond. All of them, even the ones covered in black ink. You have an impressive record. So many successful missions. You always get your man. So it would seem. Except when it comes to me, Mr. Bond, I seem to be your lone exception. So many times we've sparred with each other, and yet you've never managed to kill me. I wonder to myself why this is, 007. You have a license to kill? Clearly there's no moral obstacle. You're an impressive shot, having outperformed world-class assassins numerous times. And even then, you've had the opportunity to dispatch me, and yet still I live. Oh, you've stopped me in my plans many times, but never killed me. So why am I the sole blemish on an otherwise spotless record? Then it occurred to me. You don't want to kill me. You enjoy this, our little game. Capture, escape, defeat, repeat. This is my trap, Mr. Bond. You're a rat who does not wish to leave his maze. All of the others with their ridiculous machines, torture devices, elaborate plans. They don't understand you. But I do, 007. Oh, I understand you more than you could imagine. In order to destroy you, I must do so from the inside. Get in your head. I know what drives you now. I am your weakness. You know, you do have an impressive physique, Mr. Bond. So many scars. Signs of battle, I presume, but they give your body character. This one on your shoulder in particular. It's very large. Was that one mine, I wonder? A little keepsake, perhaps, from me? Nice little gift. But we have left our marks on each other, in more ways than one, Mr. Bond. Every humiliating defeat, snatching victory from my grasp, thwarting my plans, I remember them all, 007. Do you think of me when you see this scar? I wonder. When you pet a woman, does she kiss it? And perhaps a thought of me emerges. Do you find that distracting? Or does it excite you, thinking of me, of our game, of what would happen if I kiss it? I wonder. Does that repulse you, Mr. Bond? Your arch nemesis kissing the scar she left you? Or maybe it excites you. Does it, James? Protest if you wish, I understand. Egos are fragile things. Ours in particular, of course, the two of us. We're such a unique case that the lies that we tell ourselves to prevent everything from crumbling down around us. Even now, I suspect you're planning, telling yourself what you'll do when you're able to seize the opportunity to escape. Identifying weapons used against me. Places to go. Ways to escape. But what would really happen? Do you really want your freedom? The one you so eagerly say that you desire in that pretty little head of yours? Do you truly wish to be untied? I think this is a question that we both wish to be answered. Maybe the suspense and the tension. What we truly enjoy, I see you shudder at my breath on your ear. But why is it you shudder? What is that you feel, Mr. Bond? What is it that you're telling yourself under your breath with such intense concentration? If you truly did not want this, you would not need to fight it. I've seen you tortured a great many times, pain inflicted upon you. Oh, you understand what it is to endure, to withstand. But this is different, is it not? I see so much conflict in you. Perhaps I can tip the scales. A little physical incentive. It's not escaped my notice that your nipples have hardened. Yeah, so sensitive. You shiver. Is the cold? Perhaps not. I can see something else begin to harden as well. How does this feel, I wonder? You swell in my hand. The gasp of breath as I break this barrier, this unspoken taboo. Do you think it as much as I do, James? The wrongness of this, but so right, is it not? You've stopped resisting. Could it be that the great James Bond is finally defeated? Or are you merely biding your time? Have you spotted some opening? Some opportunity for release? I can feel you surging in my hand with every word. You hate me, Mr. Bond. But it excites you. And you're at my mercy, you know it. But more than that, you don't wish to stop. You fear the unasked question, and yet you crave its answer. Like a deer in the headlights, you can't look away. You were unclothed before, but it's only now that you're truly naked. I see you, at last, exposed. All pretense stripped away. This is what you want, Mr. Bond. I could untie you right now, and yet my possession on you would remain as it is now. I'm impressed, I really must confess. I've heard rumors about your prowess, your endowment, and you do not disappoint. Though I wonder, are you always this hard, Mr. Bond? The litany of women you bed, do they see you this way? Or is this state of sheer arousal reserved only for me? You strain against my grip, and yet, when I soften it, you begin thrusting at me mindlessly. You buck your hips wildly. But are you fighting my hand or trying to fuck it? Do you even know? Stop fighting your thoughts, Mr. Bond. Let them go. All these years you have been a prisoner. Let me give you your release. And this scar here on your neck, I recognize this one in particular. How does it feel? Your cock pulsing in my hand while I kiss these scars. The ones in particular that I've even inflicted. So many of them. Your skin is more mine than yours at this point. The same could not be said for your mind, I think. Is there any resistance left in there? Any thought of loyalty, of queen country? Or have I taken everything? Is all you want pleasure now? Release? Then you will have it. Come for me, Mr. Bond. Give in. You need this as much as I do, James. The time for fighting is over. Come for me, Mr. Bond, now. Give in to your little desires. Yes, just like that. Come for me, boy. Do it. Now. At last. Doesn't it feel good, James? So much better. We are so much more than enemies now. Finally, we've tossed aside those ill-fitting costumes. Now we know who we truly are. I'm a woman of my word, Mr. Bond. I'll cut these ropes and you're free to go. Kill me if you wish, but I don't think you will. We'll meet again soon, Mr. Bond. Of that, I am certain.